Three fat witches and a microphone.
It's just witches.
Sorry.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Hey. We're back.
I don't know what normal is. I'm sorry.
Wait. Did somebody accuse you of that?
I'm not sorry.
Right?
I was about to say, somebody called you that. I hope you smacked them.
So thankfully, we're finished with that book.
Thank you. Jesus.
No more Mr. Dickhole.
That fucking guy.
Everybody else was saying it.
I mean,
I'm a sheep bat.
His experiences were pretty... Well, the house itself was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But his experiences, come on now.
Yeah. I'm not saying it wasn't validated, but to claim all the trauma as your own.
And that's what I got from it, that he claimed it all as his own.
Yep. Right.
And he told people's business.
Thank you.
Right. He shouldn't have been told.
That right. were his friends, supposedly.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if he changed their names, but still. Some of that stuff was told to him in confidence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then making out like somebody's crazy and on drugs.
And then bat sweat going to get all over the furniture.
But you really don't know what's wrong with them.
Right.
But you're going to blame it on some occult books.
Right.
Well, now you're fucking tits deep in the occult, motherfucker.
Right.
Are you evil? And I know you have tits. I've seen a picture of you. You have the moobs.
I like to move it.
I'm not in the greatest mood today. As you can probably tell by the tone of my voice. I think that they can tell that I'm not in the greatest mood because they're like being really reserved and not making eye contact.
My head's just hurt.
We want to live.
But
to
now
see
I have to stare at you for the whole
tomorrow.
Thing.
No. Don't do that. I'll have to set you on fire. Stop it, Becky. This girl is on fire. What are you doing?
Peeping around the plate at you.
I'm pinching your head.
Nobody home. You know, if we do this for a whole month, we don't have to pay rent.
What? Set her on fire.
I don't. It didn't work.
So, anyway, we were going to change the format, the way that we do things. Not read stories.
They can't see you do that.
I know. But not read stories because it's too long and boring. So, I'm just going to tell you stories in my own words. First, I'm going to tell you about my experience.
Dun, dun, dun.
My whole family. Well, my mother.
It's covered in moles.
I was thinking that.
You're leaving me hanging.
Sorry.
Thanks, bro.
I was going to say it's covered in moles. She's not really, but has been.
We call her Holy Mom.
A medium, since she was a little kid. She doesn't want to be a medium. She is fighting it every step of the way. But I mean, I can understand because when she was growing up, are you done?
No.
Give me the fucking toy.
Lori has discovered stick bots. Aww.
Anyway, her mother and grandmother used to whip her butt because she was a medium. I mean, if you're 5 years old, you can't really help.
That's how it usually was.
What you see.
Mm-hmm.
You crazy, it's your fault.
Right, but my mother grew up seeing things and not wanting to know about things. And then My brother, who's 3 years older than me, when I was 6 and he was 9, we shared a bedroom. He used to scream every single night and cry that the skull man was at his window trying to talk to him. And he even went so far as to be like, Melissa, come over here and sleep in the bed with me, but sleep next to the window.
That's the opposite of what he was supposed to be doing.
The brave little toaster.
He was not a brave little toaster at all.
I need you to be my human shield, little sister.
And I didn't see it at the time. I know one time my mom told him, it's just that older kid up the road with a skull mask on trying to scare you.
He would totally push the button.
On me?
On anybody.
Yeah. Probably. I don't know, because he's such a social justice warrior now. I don't know.
Because he was a dick. But the skull man.
Well, he used to... I mean, up until I was about 12 years old, he literally tried to kill me.
Yeah. That's why he's trying to make up for it now. You a dick, Michael.
Yeah.
You're a mean one, Mr.
I mean,
dick.
Not Michael.
Mr. Dick.
Yeah, he, I mean, literally tried to kill me.
His name's not Michael.
It's Mr. Dick.
It's Mr. Dick.
His name's Mike. Michael.
I was changing his name.
After the fact. His name's Michael. My grandma.
Michael.
My great-grandma used to call him Mackerel.
Mackerel. His last name is Hunt. He's Mike Hunt.
Yes. Exactly. So he used to scream and cry every single night. I never saw it.
Hey, you know what? Maybe now he'll actually listen to our podcast.
I don't know. I don't know. If he does, he'll get all mad. I don't know.
Oh, well.
I don't care. He lives over there, and I live over here.
Keep you crazy in your half of the country.
Yeah.
Until one night I woke up, like nothing ever bothered me until this particular night.
How old were you?
6. I might have been 5. It was around 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up, and there was a window right next to the head of my bed.
He doesn't swap spots with you.
No, there was a window on his side of the room, too.
Oh, Jesus.
There's too many windows.
There was I liked it. But I looked at the window. I don't know why. But I looked at the window, and there was the skull man at the window. And he wanted me to let him in the house. He was, like, talking all nice.
Not today,
like, let me in the house. And I was like, I can let you in the back door, because we had a deadbolt on the front door, and it made a lot of noise when you unlocked it. And he was like, no. I'm going to come in the front door. Or open the window. I can't open the window. It's too hard. Well, let me open the front door. No, I can open the back door. No. I have to come in the front door. Well, years later, I realized the dog slept at the back door.
Mm.
In the utility room right there.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been able to come in without causing a ruckus.
Yeah.
He
would at my house because Elle just licks her crotch all day.
Right.
Elle, can you not...
So I kept telling it no, and then finally it got nasty and was, like, all mean. And I, even at 5, I was like, I don't have to talk to you.
Oh, motherfucker.
Bye. And I rolled back over and went to sleep. And then different things happened. Like, from that time, I did have nightmares that I didn't really think about until I was older.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be on my front porch as a little kid, and if I stayed in the light on the front porch, I was fine. But there was something on that side of the house.
I always felt that way too.
Outside.
Had to stay in the light.
Yeah. And that's the side of the house that he was always at the windows.
Hmm.
So, but I was always afraid. If you step into the dark, then he'll come out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nightmares like that. Like I was stuck on the porch. And then different things happened. Like, it was really storming, like an electrical storm. And my mom was single, so it was just us and her. And it was nighttime. And the power went out. And then the doorbell started ringing. Over and over and over and over.
The fuck?
And...
precisely.
My mom was like, who's there? And nobody'd say anything. And then you could look out the window.
Did it happen when it lightning? Like, when the lightning flashed?
Yeah. What?
The doorbell.
No.
What?
The lightning, and then the power went out.
Right.
And then the doorbell started ringing.
Because I know doorbell, lightning can make some stuff go crazy.
But the doorbell was electric.
That's weird.
Yeah. And so it was ringing and ringing and ringing. And my mom kept screaming, who's there? And nobody said anything. And then finally she was like, I was like, is it because the lightning's doing it? And she was like, yeah. And it wasn't until like 4 years ago that she was like, Melissa, the power was out. And from that day on, the doorbell never worked again. And there were other times that there was knocking on the door and nobody was there. But my mom wouldn't open the door. But she would tell us, it's just your dad, because my dad was an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
She would blame it on that. And then when I was 12, my stepsister brought a Ouija board home. Now I'm not one of these people that is like, Ouija boards are bad. Ouija boards can be bad if you don't know what you're doing. And Ouija boards in a child's hands, that's just stupid.
Right.
Nothing good has ever come across a Ouija board. Because they don't have any reason to.
Like I tell my children, if you do it right, it's going to be boring.
Right.
Because nothing's going to happen.
Because good things have no reason to communicate with
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
If they want to communicate with you, they'll just communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can use a Ouija board to contact an entity in a house. It doesn't mean it's not nice.
It ain't going to be right.
But that's a way to communicate with it.
It ain't going to be a sister.
No, but it's a tool.
Right.
Right.
But I had no idea what I was doing. I was the only one using it, and I can freaking guarantee you the freaking planchette was moving. Mm. I was not moving it. I would know.
Right.
If I was moving it. I was not moving it. I had all the lights out with two candles lit. And it was being a jackass. It wouldn't answer anything I wanted to know because I was asking it stupid 12-year-old questions.
Right.
And then finally I got mad and I was like, well, fuck you in your face, you know? I don't know.
Because that's Melissa.
Yeah. And so then it just like started going in a figure eight really fast, and then it just went to bye. And when it did that, like, this wind blew through the house and it blew the candles out, and I was like, that fucking thing is evil. And from that night on, that's what I let it in.
Yeah.
And it was attached to me. So from 12 to 18, I was oppressed demonically.
Yeah.
It started with hearing tapping at my bedroom window at night. And then when you direct your attention to it, it stopped. But then you tap, 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 tap. And then once you get used to that and you don't even freaking think about it anymore, it's whispering.
Mm-hmm.
Like hundreds of people whispering. And you can barely make out what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get used to that, because you just have to keep going.
Yeah.
There's no. So then it was tapping and whispering. I always felt like I would pay my brother and my sister to let me sleep on their floor.
That's shitty that you had to pay them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was terrified. And nobody would listen to me. My mom's just like, ignore it.
Which is really shitty because your brother saw that shit.
Yeah.
I'm guessing at this point it left him alone since it attached to you.
Yeah. It didn't bother anybody.
Yeah.
The cats wouldn't come near me. They just stared at me like, bitch, you stay over there.
Which is crazy because you're kidding, mama.
Yeah. my room was always hotter than anywhere else in the house.
Is that why it's always, like, colder than the pits of hell now?
Yes. Yes, it's freezing in there now. But I have an air conditioner on 24/7 in the window. In the window.
Even in the winter, I go in there and I'm like, Jesus.
Right.
It's like my mama's room.
And then I met somebody that was a friend of mine's girlfriend. Well, at the time, his wife. And she was like, what's in your bedroom? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
A bed.
And I was like 17 then. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, there's some in your bedroom. Because when I was walking down the hall the other day, I looked in there as I walked by, and it was standing in there.
Uh-uh.
And I was like, what did you see? Because I thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, I was suicidal. I thought I was crazy as hell.
Yeah.
Because I would turn the lights off in my room. I had my window covered with, there were blinds, curtains, and a blanket over the window.
Yeah, fuck that guy out there.
Yeah, and I changed clothes in the closet with the light off. Because I always felt like somebody was watching me. So I'm like, and then I would sit in my room with the light off.
I'm like that now. I'm like, if I can see outside, or if I can't see outside, I'd know.
And I would see a darker spot in the room move around. Like a black spot.
Yeah.
When I say a spot, I mean the size of a person. Mm-hmm. Moving around the room, floating around the room. And I'm like, I'm crazy. That is not happening. And I'm not telling anybody that happened.
Right.
So then she was like, I'm going to help you get rid of it. And she cleansed my aura and everything. And that night, I actually saw my aura for the first time.
Ooh.
And it was freaking white.
It was pristine.
It was. And
is it just because it was cleansed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then
I always wondered if it was like, if our aura color changes or if it goes through.
Oh, it absolutely changes.
It does. Like
mood aura. Okay.
It's mood. Whatever you're feeling the strongest.
That's cool.
She went to a Sioux medicine man, and then she came back to me and she was like, it's a demon. And he called it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the demon that has been attached to your family for years. It's attached to the bloodline. It drove your grandmother crazy. That's why she killed herself. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you didn't know my grandma killed herself? Because yeah. She didn't know that. And so then he gave me this thing to get rid of it. And so I did that. That was a very hard 7 days because it knew what I was doing. But I didn't know what was in the medicine bag.
Oh, that's good.
And then after that...
Well, that's how you have to do it, right? Otherwise it doesn't work.
Yeah. And then it...
Right, you're not supposed to open
it. But I mean, it got so bad to the point... It's left impressions in windows. It's face impression.
Jesus.
I can see it.
Is that the house you're at now?
No, that was at somebody else's house. Because it used to stare in a window at me.
Oh, my God.
One night at that house, the entire house was shaking. And I wasn't the only one awake. And they were like, the other person was like, what the fuck is happening? And I'm like, that thing is at the door and it wants in. I don't know what to tell you. So there was that. And then I tell my mother about this. And when she was 5 years old, this fucking thing jumped on her and bit her.
She couldn't have said that years before.
That's the thing. I'm like, Mom. And then I guess Jordan, my daughter, was about 3. And I came home about 11 o'clock one night. My mom is sitting on the couch, and Jordan is in my old bedroom. That's her bedroom now. And Jordan is in my old bedroom, and my mom's like, your daughter is in the bedroom, and she says something keeps saying her name, like, Jordan. And that's what it did to me. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, no, motherfucker. That's not what we're doing. So I took my coat off, and I stomped in there, and I went crazy. I told it to get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
That it screwed me up, and it wasn't fucking with my kid.
Yeah.
And then I told Jordan, I told it that I would fucking exercise it to the void, that I wasn't scared of it anymore.
Yeah.
And then I told Jordan that her Care Bears would protect her.
That's what I did with Bunny.
So the Care Bears would protect her.
It's Dumbo's feather.
It's never... I think a couple times it tried to bother her after that, but I raised her to be my mini-me, so...
Yeah.
I know I've heard her sometimes... She'll come in there and you'll hear her just yell. Get the fuck out! And then she's like, something was behind me saying my name. And I'm like, well.
You did what you were supposed to do.
It's happened to her 3 times. And she's like, no, motherfucker. Don't say my name. Because her name is the scariest name ever to be said.
Yes.
If I knew that she would be so freaked out by saying Jordan, I would not have named her that.
I know. I love it.
I've never seen anybody
jump and scream at the sound of their own name.
Yes.
Becky Lynn's the same way.
Is she? It's funny.
I love it.
So, in the middle of all that, at like 9, I became obsessed with death. But not so much dying, I became obsessed with all the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That I knew that there was life after death. I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there were ghosts. I knew there's other things out there. And I don't know why this book even existed in an elementary school library. But it was called The Haunted Dolls. And I checked it out. In second or third grade, checked it out. And it was about porcelain dolls that came to life because they were haunted and killed people.
Hmm. Nice. Mm-mm.
So from that point on, terrified of dolls. I have a real phobia of dolls. Like, I will not fuck a doll. I don't even fucking care. Get it away from me. I don't play that. And then I found another book at the city library, one of the city libraries. It was called Real Account of Paranormal Activity. The book was black.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 3 inches thick.
Wow.
It was paperback. On the front of it was like a hot pink and purple and blue swirly light thing. Yeah, and so I checked it out. And then I took it back on time. And then I was going to check it out again at a different date. And it didn't exist. And I can't find it.
Like, we've looked on Amazon and everything to try to find this book again.
And the problem with our libraries is both of them have moved.
Well, this was also at Friedman Branch.
Oh, okay.
Over there on Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That was strange to me. But I've always felt like this is my calling.
Mm-hmm.
To deal with this stuff.
Yeah.
And I've gotten to a point in my life where I'm not afraid. I mean, I'm not afraid. I have a respect.
Right.
Right.
But I'm not going to approach... Just because things live in the dark doesn't make them evil or bad.
Exactly.
Things correct. Live in the dark. Owls live in the dark. They're not bad.
There's a ton of paranormal shit that's very misunderstood.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
Like those things, the night stalkers, the big white things that don't... They just look like legs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're supposed to be, like, really peaceful.
Yeah.
And nice.
Yeah.
But they live in the dark. You can't see them.
I even, like...
They're nature spirits, basically.
Yeah. With demons, even. Like, I understand that there are some that are... Like, what's that one that was created evil?
Belial.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, with demons, demons don't give a shit about
us. No. But I understand that...
They just don't care. We're inconsequential to them.
People put a lot of shit on... Put a lot of blame on things...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that was attached to me was a watcher. It's called a watcher demon. Mm. Supposedly, it waits for the bloodline to be right. And it swoops in before the soul can reach the body and it's born. Which sometimes I wonder if that happened with Jordan. I don't know.
Me too.
But, it was attached to my family for a long time. And my grandmother did go through, she had visions. Like, big time. Mm-hmm. But, her life was, if anybody had a right to be fucking crazy,
it was her.
It was her.
Yeah, for sure.
For the shit that happened to her.
Yeah.
Like, I can piss and moan about things that have happened to me all I fucking want to, but then that didn't happen to me.
Right.
So there's that. Now, as I got after 18, I started going to a state park. I'm not gonna say the name of the park because I don't want people going there.
Yeah.
Right.
That is extremely haunted. I did not know it was haunted. And that is the first place I ever felt terror.
Yeah.
Like, real, I think I'm gonna die. Like, I can't move.
Can't move, can't fucking breathe.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna die. And then the next thing you know, it's morning because you passed out. And I think I passed out from fear.
Oh, yeah.
So for a long while, I was terrified of that place. Now, I'm still... There's areas there that I'm afraid of. But I think if I go back, I can communicate better with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't be afraid because I can communicate with them.
Right.
And you now I know how to approach them.
Yeah. Right.
Because the biggest mistake most people make is they approach things, they approach entities as things.
Yes.
Right.
Not an entity. That has intelligence.
Exactly.
That has been around for 1,000 freaking years, or 500 years, or even 50 years. And I'm not 50 yet. It's older than me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. But they don't approach it as something like that.
Even if it's 4 years old. You know, a little kid that had died, they still know more than I do.
Yeah. But they don't approach them as entities. They approach them as things, and they're not respectful.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that video we watched, it was on Nuke's Top 5.
Mm-hmm.
They went in the graveyard?
They went in the graveyard, in the woods.
Yeah.
And I think I want to go there. Yes. Just for the fact that I think we would be treated completely different. Because first of all, you go to the gate and you ask to come in.
Yeah. Get the offerings.
You have to treat them with respect. That is their world.
Yes.
Right.
You have to be invited in.
Right.
And it's just like going to anybody else's house. Mm-hmm. You take your host a gift.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You take them things that they can't have because they're dead. So take them tobacco. Take them chocolate. Take them flowers. Take them shiny coins. Liquor.
Yep.
Right. I mean, at the very least, if you're approaching a place where you think there are spirits or it's a graveyard, approach with respect. Announce yourself. Announce your intentions.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You go into the graveyard.
Tell them what you want. Like, if we go to that one that these people went to, I intend to go to the gate and tell them who I am, and that I would like to come in, that I brought them gifts, mm-hmm. and that right. I would like to learn from whoever wants to tell me anything.
Right.
Right.
Because that's seeing the guardian. That is what that was, ladies.
Yeah.
That you were freaking out about. That was the guardian of the graveyard. He was doing his job.
Yes.
Right.
You had no business being there.
Right.
You were not there for any reason other than to gawk and treat them like a zoo.
He pushed me. Well, yeah, no fucking shit.
You were treating them like a zoo.
You were being right. an asshole.
And likely, when I go into a place like that, I'm not going to have a freaking camera.
Right.
Because I don't... But you know what? You take pictures and you're like, I have all this evidence. There's this evidence that there's stuff on the other side. I know there's stuff on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. I've been to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got sent back real quick. But I've been to the other side. My mother goes to the other side regularly and gets in trouble.
Yes.
Because she comes back and goes, I went to the family reunion.
Yeah.
And you go, Mama.
Well, they finally told her, quit.
Martha, damn it. You're
not supposed to be here.
Stop coming here. It's not time.
Yes.
I only went the once. Didn't need to be told again.
Well, heck, she went there and brought her grandbabies.
Yeah, and then lost them.
Yeah. Because somebody took them back.
Yes. And that's when her mama told her, Martha Ann. Those babies are back where they're supposed to be, and now you need to go back, and don't you come back. But that was the guardian of the graveyard.
And that's just like the idea.
And he gave you ample opportunity
mm-hmm.
to introduce yourself and state your intentions.
In the video, he was sitting there in a corner. You could clearly see him as a shadow. He was just sitting there hanging out going, here I go.
Yeah.
And they were just sitting there going, oh my God.
What the fuck is that?
What the fuck? And instead of leaving or going, hello, do you mind if we come in? Or anything like that. They're, what the fuck?
That's how I'm going to die, y'all. Because I will be the one that will be like, oh my God, that is so cool.
Right.
Do you want to hold my hand?
Especially if it's aliens.
Yeah. Do you want to hold my hand? I want to hug.
We're new best friends.
And it's just like the idea of, and you see it too much on like the paranormal investigators on TV. Go to places for their evidence. They get evidence. They get communication. And then they just walk off and leave.
Yeah, they don't help the family, especially if there's kids. They're just like, oh, well.
And also, you need to think about it, is if this were someone you loved and cared about, and they died, and they were stuck somewhere, would you want people coming in there going, give us a sign of your presence. Show us that you're here. Do something. Right. Entertain us. Dance, monkey, dance.
Yeah.
And then leave.
Also, you have to think of something. That graveyard that they went in.
Was an old-ass graveyard. Was an
old graveyard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the respect of going into an old place like that, they didn't talk like that. They didn't say, fuck. No. What the fuck was that?
No.
They didn't act that way.
No.
And you have to be respectful. And that's another thing that really pisses me off is you have a lady from the 1800s haunting somewhere and a guy goes in there and is all, you freaking answer me.
Right.
And you talk into this.
They expect her to do anything.
Yeah.
Right.
She may have been a lady, but
you that don't mean shit. You don't talk to them like that.
No.
And you have to think, would you want somebody treating your relative that way?
Exactly.
Right. I wouldn't want to be a afterlife freak show.
No.
So why the fuck would I treat anybody else?
I'm not
going to
be an afterlife freak show. I'm going to haunt the shit out of people.
Oh, hell yes. It's going to be so fun.
I'll be just like when Zach is all, did you just scratch me? Yes, like, motherfucker. That's what you told me to do.
I'm going to give y'all like the closest people to my life, like the sign of that it's me.
Yeah.
And then everybody else, I'm just going to mess with.
Right.
Right.
But when you go into these places, you have to approach it with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And a healthy, it's not a fear. It's a respect.
Mm-hmm.
And they know things that you can't even imagine.
Right.
And they can teach you. They will teach you. If you ask right.
And you're open.
And they'll do things for you if you do things for them.
And we joke, yes, but also just because they did, it doesn't mean they can't take a joke.
Oh, yeah.
You can laugh around them. It's not going to hurt their feelings.
Oh, one of the times that we had the most around us at the house was we were laughing.
We were laughing.
And there was
so
like 25 of them.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's an energy and it's a life, it's a life fulfilling energy that they can be drawn to.
But that one standing in that graveyard, he did everything he was supposed to do.
Right. He gave them ample time and then he bounced them like a bouncer at a club.
Yeah, because they were like, we need to leave. But that was just a moseying on out. And he's like, you need to get the fuck up out of here.
Right.
Faster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You didn't pay your cover charge. You didn't buy your two drink minimum.
No, when you go into a graveyard, like I said, you stop at the gate. You ask for permission. Ask them to give you a sign that it's okay that you come in.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're not a medium and you can't talk to them. You pay to come in. You leave it right there at the gate. It has to be nickels and dimes. Shiny ones.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them nickels and dimes. Preferably just dimes. Tell them that you have gifts for them. Like I said, liquor. If you're going to a slave graveyard.
Oh, yes.
Corn mash.
Mm-hmm.
Tobacco.
Tobacco. Now, if you don't have just a thing of tobacco, you can leave a cigarette. Or cigarettes.
Or smoke it for them.
Yeah. Flowers. Chocolate. They like chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a freebie for y'all if you're any hoodoo newbies. If you're doing any graveyard work, cover your face whenever you're going into the graveyard. Very important to make sure that nothing sees you. Have y'all heard that?
No.
Yeah, it's always, you cover your face, especially entering the graveyard, but it's good to do it, keep it that way while you're doing your work.
Mm-hmm.
Because A, actual people.
Yeah.
Other root workers.
Yeah.
B, other entities that are working with other root workers.
Yeah.
That can work against you.
Right.
So it keeps your identity safe while you're doing your work.
It would also keep bad things from being able to look like you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So whether it's good or bad, light, dark, whatever you're doing, regardless, if you're doing graveyard work.
Now, once you're in the graveyard, you tell them thank you for letting you come into their graveyard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't move anything.
No.
A rock, a twig, a leaf. You don't move it unless you first ask. And then when you move it in its place, you leave dimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or other gifts.
And that counts even if you were attempting to clean up.
You still need to ask.
Yes.
This is not your place. This is their place.
Right.
This is where they live.
Yes.
They don't have a whole lot in the afterlife, but that tombstone is theirs.
Yep. Yes.
And those rocks are theirs.
Mm-hmm. And that dirt is theirs.
If you dig a hole, you ask to dig the hole, and then you fill it back in. You don't just leave holes up in the graveyard.
No.
You ask for dirt. You ask for anything.
Yes. Anything at all. And if you've done something where you have a question about it, apologize if you've already done it. And then leave an offering in its place.
But you always leave an offering.
You can't go wrong if you're not sure. You err on the side of offering. Always leave them something.
And the best thing that you can do is sit down and be quiet.
Yes.
Just freaking stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
And listen.
Mm-hmm.
And they will talk to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you're going to hear them say, hey, sup. No, they might show you pictures. They might talk in your head.
Right.
You might just get feelings.
Right. You might have...
But you have to be quiet.
A sudden inspiration towards a problem that you've had that you've been working
and
on.
And you have to go there. I mean, it's going to sound like a freaking D&D campaign. But you need to go in there with a pure heart.
Yes.
That you're not going to... That you're not there to collect evidence. And you're not there to tell the world
mm-hmm.
that yeah. you saw a white lady.
Basically, if you're ghost hunting for the sake of ghost hunting, for the sake of collecting evidence,
go to a zoo.
Piss right the fuck off.
Yeah.
Because you are a shitty person. Because you are going, you're making people, it's the same thing as taking somebody who's in a coma, who is who is paralyzed, that can't respond and react to you in the normal way, and barking orders at them, dance monkey dance for me, and then you're just leaving them. You're draining them and leaving them.
Yeah.
That's not
it's
right.
It's like a zoo.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about going into haunted locations,
don't,
communicating with what's there, and helping it move the fuck on.
Oh, yeah.
Don't use the dead for entertainment.
No, they're not entertainment. It's not free cable.
They're not going to dance for you. And you know what? If they are dancing for you, it's because they're lonely.
Yeah.
And that's pretty shitty.
Yeah, because I feel like they have to receive that interaction from you.
So.
And you shouldn't hold them trapped to this plane.
The moral of the mm-hmm. story is don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Don't be a dickhole. Learn things before you go off and do them.
Right.
You also should, now before you go to that graveyard, you need to protect yourself.
Yes. Absolutely.
And now there are plenty of books out there that can tell you exactly what you need to do. Michelle mm-hmm. Bellinger has a book that's fantastic
mm-hmm.
on ghost hunting and protecting yourself.
Yes.
You should protect yourself, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And when you leave, you tell them thank you, and you tell them they are not allowed to come with you.
Yep.
Yes.
Because some of them will be like, hey, that was pretty nice.
I'm going to go home with them.
Yes. You need to explain to them that they cannot come with you. They are not welcome to come with you. That you will come back and see them.
Yep. Yes.
And don't make promises you can't keep.
No. But if you get a feeling there that you think is crazy, like, dude, when I come back, I need to bring some peanut butter. Bring the peanut butter. It's not weird.
No.
It's just
somebody actually asked you.
Somebody wanted some peanut butter. Mm-hmm. But they like anything that you will give them. They like flowers, they like tobacco, they like liquor, seashells.
Yeah.
Little shiny trinkets. Just a gift.
Yep.
Something else you have to look out for there are fairies.
Yes. Hmm. Because that is one thing you do not want to invite into your home unwittingly.
But if you're going into a graveyard, you need to know what you're doing and follow protocol. And don't go into a graveyard to find dead people.
Oh, my God.
That's like going to a hospital to find sick people. You're going to find dead people.
Right. That's shooting fish in a barrel.
But you need to have a reason. Even if that reason is, I want to see if anybody will teach me something. That's a reason.
We got to do a fucking episode on fairies.
Yeah.
Huh. And be respectful, for fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah.
These are... Some of them were people. Some of the entities in a graveyard were never people.
The guardian was never.
But they're an intelligence.
But you have to think. You think you're all big and bad. I'm going to go in here and I'm going to tell them what to do. That guardian in that graveyard can put something on you Ajax won't take off.
Yep.
And it will, if it has to. Its job is to protect that graveyard.
Because he got the power of all them dead peoples.
Oh, yeah.
And then some.
Oh, you don't want to go up into a hoodoo's graveyard.
Oh, my God. In the South, if she you're going up into you. Any graveyard in the South, please be careful. Watch your ass.
Right.
Listen to what we're saying.
Absolutely.
Because you don't know.
We went to that park, that state park, not long ago, because I wanted to talk to the people in that graveyard. And I hadn't seen them in, what was it, 12 years?
Oh, my God, the spiders.
I hadn't been there for 12 years.
That was scary.
Oh, my God, the spiders.
And when I got out of the car, I was like, hey, y'all, I'm back. It probably wasn't 5 minutes. We heard cabin doors open and close right there where we were at.
Right.
There was no one else on this site.
No.
But we kept hearing people talking up at the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yelling, talking, laughing.
Right. They was having a good time, though they weren't inhabiting a corporal body.
No. And then we walked to the graveyard, hung out there for a while, took them some gifts, and then came back. And when we were leaving, well, first of all, there were so many freaking spiders.
Oh, my God.
Like, in all the years that I had been there, which was like 17 years I had been going there.
It was very difficult for me.
Yeah, as an arachnophobic the person, spiders were was just
everywhere.
Too much.
And I had never seen that many spiders.
I have been hospitalized for 2 weeks because of a spider. So but, being there around that many spiders was very trying.
I don't know what was up with the spiders.
I don't know. I think they were part of the guardian thing.
I do too.
Because we didn't see them like anywhere else. It was just in the graveyard.
Yeah, in that graveyard. While we were leaving the graveyard, walking through the woods, something kept knocking on the trees. Now, I'm not talking like a woodpecker. I know what that sounds like. This was something hitting the trees that made it sound like they were hollow.
Sound like a rock or something being thrown at them.
Yeah.
But it was up high.
Yeah.
And it was following along with us. We told him bye. We got in the car to leave. We were covered in ticks.
Yeah.
Like visibly crawling on us.
Yeah.
It was the time of the year we went. Yeah. I don't think that was paranormal.
No.
So we leave. We go and ride around the site, nobody's there like we thought. We go to leave. Now on the main road to drive in, it's a dirt road, and something had drug a tree across the road.
Yep.
And my happy little ass just drove in the ditch right around it. I was not about to get out.
But I think it was them saying, hey.
To move it.
Yeah, I think that was definitely a clear-cut acknowledgement that we had passed through there. And
otherwise, it was almost dark.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they were trying to make us stay there till dark.
Because we had planned to.
Yes. But not by our three little girl selves.
No. I'm all about woman power, but no.
Yeah.
Not that night.
No. Not long after that, my friend sent me messages while he was there by himself, and see, I'm a chucklehead at all times. At all times. In a crisis, I'm still going to make you laugh.
Yeah.
He was freaking out, like big time freaking out. He said something was running back and forth in front of him. He could hear it on the gravel. And I was like, well, stick out your foot. It's not expecting it. Because you know damn well, I would have been like, me. And then he would have heard good. And then I would have said, hey, hey.
Yeah. Run.
Yeah. Crazy stuff has happened there. It's crazy. I remember one time it knocked on the door when I was in the cabin by myself. It was knocking on the door. And I was like, oh, my God. Please stop. I don't want to play with you. And then it stopped.
Well, I think we can say this without giving away the name of the site, but Ghost Hunters went and they wouldn't even stay the night.
Nope. I can say that I've stayed there. And I've stayed up in the area where I told them that I wouldn't stay if you paid me.
Yeah. Well, you stayed there many, many,
many, many, many times. But that's where I experienced pure terror. And that particular night.
And Ghost Hunters, I mean, like, Taps, the show, Ghost Hunters.
That particular night, when it was knocking on the door, it also scared me and my friend, and we ran back to the middle of the camp. Well, we started to run, and then I was like, stop, because it's feeding off of this. So I started singing Disney songs and skipping.
There you go.
Got to the middle.
That'll fuck up the vibe real quick.
Yeah, it did. And then I got to the middle of the town.
Let's get down to business.
I was singing Zippity-Doo-Dah. I got to the center of the camp where the cafeteria is, and I was standing on the porch, and there were about 15 to 20 people standing on the porch with me. And out of the blue, from the right side of the porch, this, I'm just going to say it's a rock. It wasn't a rock, but it was as hard as a rock. It was a thing. I'm not going to explain what it was. Yeah. But it was like a rock. Comes flying out of nowhere and just busts me in the mouth. Because I was telling them about what happened to me in my cabin.
Jesus.
And how it chased us up to the center of the camp. And it busted my lip. And everybody was like, you probably shouldn't be talking about this. And I was like, because you know me. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'll talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. Fuck with me. I'll kill you again.
If you didn't want me to talk about it, you should have picked somebody else to fuck with.
You don't want me dead with you.
Hey, right. They don't. But that is also the place where it climbed through the window on top of my friend and said, you're going to die here. In his face.
Mm-hmm.
Now that entity has been seen two times standing over me while I was sleeping by two different people touching me.
Jesus.
I think he...
Or not Jesus.
I think he likes me.
Yeah.
It's more like both of them say that it was like he was checking on me, making sure I was okay.
Right.
Yeah. And I think it's because he saw in me something that was different than everybody else there. That I was connected.
You treated them different.
Yeah, I did.
You treated them like people.
Yeah, because they wanted to do a thing down at the graveyard.
Yeah.
And I was like, you stay the fuck away from that graveyard.
Yeah.
That's people's final resting place. No, you don't go tromping through there, screaming and cussing and hollering.
Yeah.
Right. Playing your game.
You were
I stood up to everybody.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm also the only one that got people together, and we went to the graveyard and tried to explain to them what we were doing there and that we loved the land.
Yeah.
And we loved the place and we were trying to take care of it and that times were different and they don't understand what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But we explained to them it's a game. We're playing a game.
Right.
And after we did that, the activity on the site calmed down like 75%.
Yeah.
Because we went and talked to them. Now, certain people still got fucked with because they were jerks.
Yeah.
And they would go off in the woods and do jerky things. So it would fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is something else there that is not the dead people.
Right.
There's tons of things there.
Well, other things have happened there, too.
There's will-o-wisps there. There's fairies there. There's nature spirits there.
Mm-hmm.
There's Native Americans there.
Mm-hmm.
There's Civil War people there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a skinwalker there. There's a soul collector there.
Yes. There was a ritual that was held there, right? Or was that at the other place? With the rock?
That was at an... That's
the
I don't even know. No, that's at the same one.
It's at the same
to be.
State park, but in a different part
different
of
area.
It.
Yeah, but a different area. And I'm like, I didn't even know about that. But there's been times, like I went up there with a group of friends in the middle of the night because they wanted to be scared because they'd never experienced anything. And as soon as we turned the corner to get to that main dirt road to go in, it felt like somebody stabbed me in my spleen. And it was twisting a knife. And I was like, I don't think that we should go. And we all stopped and got out of the cars And the gate was wide open, and the gate is never, ever mm-mm. open. Mm-hmm. We were expecting to have to climb the fence and walk.
Oh, Jesus, that's a long walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the gate was standing wide open, and I was like, this is not good. And then I look over, and there is a huge white rooster sitting in the tree. Okay. Like, right at my head level. And I'm like, I've been coming here for 17 years, and I have never, ever in my life seen a chicken up here. Ever.
That's not an omen.
Right?
At all.
I was like, no, we're not going in there.
No.
Nope. So we stayed and hung out right there at the gate. And then there was, I guess it's the guardian of the site. I don't know. But he was like 8 foot tall, big black thing. And he thought I was hysterical. Because I could see him the whole time. Uh-huh. And these guys are just fucking around. And finally I was like, y'all, I'm going to point somewhere over there. And I want you to shine your flashlights exactly where my finger is pointing. Hold your flashlights up like you're going to shine it over there. And then on three, I want you to turn the light on. And so they're like, okay. So they do it, and they see him. And he steps out of their light. Like, the light comes on, they're like, holy shit! And then he steps out of the light. And I turn around and grab one of them by the shirt and just pull him right into my face and scream, run!
They wanted to be scared.
Yeah.
They got me real good.
He helped me. I like to think now that they're my buddies.
I think they are.
I like to think now that I could go up there and be like, look at that bitch. Tripper.
Done. Oh, well, we can make a list.
Trip that bitch.
Mm-hmm. And take a tour group.
Right?
Unsuspecting victim. I mean,
Right?
Tourists.
It would be. But you like the whole point of this, the moral of this, was to respect. Mm-hmm. I used to be scared. Scared. I could not go anywhere without being scared. And now I'm like, what are you going to do?
Right.
What is the worst you can do to me? Kill me. You don't want me to be dead with you. I promise you. Mm-hmm. You do not want me to be dead with you. And they know it. They know.
Yeah.
They know. Now, I have always also found when you go into a place, I have no problem saying just because you're dead, you don't got to be creepy. Mm-hmm. Don't be fucking creepy. If you want to talk to me, freaking just talk to me. Don't be peeking out at me.
No.
I have my own issues with that peeking shit. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They don't do it. You have to treat them like people.
Right, because they are. Just because
and
they're not in a
body. And you're going into their domain. Mm-hmm. It's like if they came to your house, you would expect them to respect you. So respect them.
Yeah.
And 9 out of 10 times, you're going to have an enjoyable experience.
Right.
And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did less laughing, but
hey,
I think you might have learned something this time.
I think it was a lot more learnings.
Yeah.
Yes. Some truth speakings.
I enjoyed it.
More knowings.
Yeah. I enjoyed it too.
Yeah. A lot less dickholisms.
Right. And my plan is
but a few.
To get people in here to tell their stories.
Yes.
So maybe we next should time, tell our stories.
Yeah.
Maybe next time one of y'all can tell your stories.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Because I think I told all of mine. I think. I don't know. I might be able to add some later. Anyway, remember, just because you're dead, you don't got to be creepy.
Damn, Skippy, yo. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.